you're looking at a, I think, a fleet of receivers here, Mike, that are extremely quick and very good after the catch.
Well, that's their strength, in my opinion. You know, they're all pretty much the same size. They like those receivers around 5'11", 6 feet, you know, plus or minus an inch. But what they're really good at, as you said, catching the ball, and then after the catch, that's when it starts.
But here's a play from the preseason, Mike, where you got Antonio Brown against Namdi here on the outside. Namdi's going to do what he does. He wants to try to win early in the route. He's going to try to stab Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
But this is a slippery guy now. This is a guy that can get off of that jam.
And that's just, this is a strength, I think, of Antonio Brown. It's the ability to get off of bump. So you've got to have that good safety help. They have to be much more aware of what this guy can do.
And you saw the pursuit there from the defense. I mean, everybody's got to be involved in tackling these guys. Now, here's a play against the Raiders a couple weeks ago, Mike, and this is your basic zero coverage. They're all coming, and they're leaving these guys out here on the island one-on-one.
Scary.
And really, Roethlisberger's going to see this. He's going to see Michael Huff out here. That far off, he's just going to throw a hitch to him. You know, and so this is where you really, I mean, this is Antonio Brown again, but you have got to force him inside. Your help has got to get there. Otherwise, it's going to be 6 points.
Well, you just got to, you got to play closer to him. The one thing that, you know, when you watch these guys, they can make people miss. If they have the space like he has right here, he's going to make you miss. So everybody's got to get to the football.
So you're not going to see corners 10 yards off the way Huff was in Oakland last week. Otherwise, you're inviting that type of throw.
I don't think you can afford to play that far off of these guys. I think you're asking for trouble.
Mike, this is Mike Wallace up here at the top.
Yeah.
This happens everywhere you go. You got a safety. They're usually 20 yards deep, Mike, because they're so fearful of his speed.
That's correct.
It to his advantage here.
Well, and that's what you have to do. Once you scare those defensive backs with your speed, you've got to take the underneath throws if they're not going to give you the big one down the field.
Well, I mean, that throw right there, they're just taking what the defense gives them, right? That safety is guarding his goal line. He's worried about the ball going over the top of his head, and he basically, you know, runs an option right there and sits down in front of that safety.
Well, when you get down this close to the goal line, I don't think as a safety you need to give up so much space, and they need to have a tighter cushion on the speed guy.
I think the one thing those plays just showed, Mike, is this is going to be a great challenge for the whole secondary, the corners and the safeties, really tackling the catch and really marrying that with great coverage.
Yeah, they're going to have to work in tandem, the safeties making sure that they're over top of the cornerbacks and taking away the deep balls and more importantly, the run after the catch from these guys.